Okay, let's try the next sugya. Dafayin Chesem Beis. We're getting to the end of Meruba. I think next week will probably be the last year. Then it's Tisha B'Av. Then after Tisha B'Av, we usually go away. So we'll see what you come up with. Says the Gemara, Boy Rava. Rava asked the question. Harei olai oila v'hifrishar. If a person says, I take upon myself, Harei olai oila, I have to give a korban oila, he makes a neder, v'hifrishar. And he sets aside an ox as a korban oila, v'acher v'gonaf. And somebody else comes and steals it. So now he has to pay back to the owner. He has to pay back, right? Because even though we learned the gunav mi beis ish, v'loy mi beis hekdesh, that kachim, you don't have to pay kefel, but Karen, you would have to pay back. At least that's what seems to be. So mi pota ganav nafshe bekeves l'rabonon boila soif l'rabonos ben Azariah. So the question is, when he pays back the owner, does he pay him back a shor, which he stole, or at the end of the day, the loss that the owner has is not more than a keves and or an oila soif, did not, because you learned in the brisa. If someone says, Hare olai oila, I have to bring a carbon oila as a neder, yavi keves. When a person says, Tam, I have to bring a carbon oila, see, he doesn't have to bring the shar. He can bring a keves, he can bring a tarben yaino, a bird, a dove, a sheep. So therefore, now that his oila was stolen, the owner, now he has to bring a new oila, correct? So the new oila that he brings, he can technically bring a keves, or a tern, or a bird. So now when the ganav has to give back the keren to the owner, does he give him back what he stole from him, the shor, or does he give him back what loss he caused him? Right? It's hektish. Rashi is going to explain. Really tekdish. Really on potter. The only reason I'm chayv to pay, because since kachim shechayev v'chayusam, so the owner is chayev in the responsibility of what was stolen from him, and therefore, dava goyrim l'mamayin k'mamayin, which means, since I'm causing him to have to spend now a new carbon, so I got to pay him for what he would have had spent on a new carbon, well, he can use now for a new carbon, a keves. Or a bird. So why'd I have to give him a shor? That's the most question. My.
How is that shor designated as hektish? Who says that shor is...
He said, Hare olai neder, and he brought this...
Hare olai, not Hare zeh.
No, and then, but then he brought this as the carbon.
What do you mean he brought it? If he brought it, that's no longer in his...
I suppose...
What is, what's the mice?
It's a question. I suppose... I know. I suppose he probably said, Hare zu... thing as my nether. Harezu, he said Harezu. Why?
Because zoo, that's
Harezu, and now it's gone.
That's what he committed to give.
Harezu, Harelai nether. Wait. The only difference we have is between a nether and an adava. See, if he says a adava, I'm giving this shor as a adava, then, or he says I'm giving as a adava. Oh, in other words, he doesn't say two separate things. He
but
just
that's
says.
What I'm asking.
No, it seems
when
to be.
Say, olai neder, I mean,
No. You're right.
That's not designating this shor.
You're right. If he says Hare zu shor or Hare zu neder, it's one thing. He seems to say two things. Hare olai oila.
And this shor is.
And then, v'hifri shor instead of this. And then he says, this is the carbon oila.
So that's what I'm asking. What's that designation?
Is it's irrelevant what that designation is. At the end of the day, Hare olai, oila. So even if this gets stolen, he still has to fulfill his original promise of Hare olai, oila.
No,
correct?
I'm not quite. I'm questioning the other.
So it's irrelevant. This shor is gone.
This shor.
But this shor is gone.
So he has to give the equivalent.
Why? Hare olai, oila. That's all he said. I guess when he designated the shor, he didn't say, I'm giving this, I'm giving only a shor as an oila. No, I say Hare olai, oila. V'hifrishar, that's what Gemara. Maybe that itself is the chiddush. Hare olai lo v'hifrishar is a funny type of thing. I say general statement. I have to bring a carbon oila, and then I say I'm mafrish this shor. So yes, I'm mafrish this shor, and I want this to be instead of my oila. So the truth, look at the Gemara says. The Gemara's question is my. Gemara says like this: my mi amrino. Do we say Shem Oyla Kabil Eluye, that all he accepted upon himself was just the Kabin Oyla, and therefore he can return or
any
Oyla. Oy Dilma Matsya Omale, or maybe he can tell him, Ano mitzvah min amufcho b'ina lemeivet. I want to bring a hidur on a Kabin Oyla. Baraya, I was mafrish the shor. So that shows that when I said Araya Oyla, I really meant a mitzvah min amufcho. So it seems to me, at least the way I'm learning the Gemara now, is that the question is, when I said Araya Oyla, I think everybody agrees that all you really have to give is either a keves or a tar. Right? The Mishnah says, Hare Elayla, Yavi Keves or Yavi Tar. So he could bring a Keves or a Tar. But I suppose when he says that, look, I said Hare Elayla, and then I was mafrish this ox, so then it shows that I want to do mitzvah min amufchor. So even now I want to do mitzvah min amufchor. That seems to be the thing. So I want to do a mitzvah min amufchor, so therefore you're taking away my opportunity to do mitzvah min amufchor. I think it goes back to my original statement. You're right, I can potter myself with a keves or a tar, but I want to bring a mitzvah min amufchor, but alright, this is what I did, and you're preventing, you took that away from me, my right, or my way, to give a mitzvah min amufchor. That seems to be the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, Basi di vayi hada pashet. The Gemara says, no, I'll bring you proof. Ganav potar ha hada pashet. Ganav potar asma bekeves. Then you write, all he has to give, the ganav can pot himself just with a simple sheep or with a simple bird. So Gemara seems to pass clearly that the ganav all he has to pay is the cheaper version. So look in Rashi. Mi potter ganav nafshi gabe bailin bekevesh, the omalei. Oyla kam chayves, v'oylus mashlim l'aloch. V'la yifsedach chesumidi. I didn't make you lose anything. The yaitze b'ato yidei nidracha. Because after all, you can fulfill your nether with the simple one, so I didn't make you lose anything. So Rashi says, gonna pot asmoy. So Rashi explains, da'at ashlunim debailim mechayif. Because you really have to pay debailim, v'arei hoitzio yidei nidroi. And what did you cause hezek to debailim? Only the fact that you made him lose his nether. Vapsida the hegdish, vapsida the hegdish, mifter. The fact that you caused hegdish damage, that you potter. Dimibesi ishksiv, veloy hegdish. So therefore the fact that hegdish loses out, that's irrelevant. Even if you steal from hegdish, you potter. All you chayif to pay is the fact that you made the owner have to bring a new nether. So, and according to Reb Shimon, who says that a carbon that you chayev bachrayas, then you chayev to pay. Why? Because dov ha'goyrim l'mamayin k'mamadami, the Gemara says, which means that since the owner now has to bring another carbon instead, that's the ma'ase g'neiva. So the ma'ase g'neiva, Rashi seems to say clearly, is not the fact that I took away your shor. It's not the fact that I took away your going to be carbon. It's not even the fact, it's really irrelevant, the fact that you wanted to bring a shor. All I'm because that the fact that you wanted to bring, or the fact that it's hektish, is irrelevant. V'gunam bebeisha yishvalei bebeis hektish. Why am I chayv to pay for you?
Because I'm causing you to have to pay money to buy a new carbon.
That's what Rashi says. Because dova agoyim mamamu kumamandami, Kachim Shechayev Bach Yusson, I'm causing you to have to pay a new carbon. And therefore, all I have to give you is Oif and Kevis. That's what Rashi learns. It's so basic, and it's so, the way Rashi puts it down, it's so simple. So I saw Kasha, then what's even the question in the Gemara? How can you have to learn two ways? You can learn two ways if we say that the carbon that he was mafrish, belongs to him already, it's somewhat his, nothing to do with the fact that it's his or not. It's just because kashim shechayi b'chiyusom, because at the end of the day I made a nether, and I have to bring a new carbon in instead. Which carbon do I have to bring in instead? the what's the name? The regular carbon. See, if I have to bring the regular carbon in instead, so why do I have to pay? What's the havamina?
Well, the
gun of shawana. Yeah. If I steal from Hekdesh, if I'm stealing from Hekdesh, I'm butter.
Everybody's whole. The God of the Tshuva, whatever he had to do, and then he wins
it. Why am I have to pay? Why am I have to pay the Bialim altogether? Why am I have to pay the Bialim? It's Hekdesh. Only because he, Rashi says, because I've said it to Hekdesh, you're potter. Why am I have to pay? Because the Pshimen says, Kashrut Shechayev, Bechi Yusin Chayev. So since he has to get himself a new carbon, so I caused him that hezek. I stole that fact that he has to get a new carbon, that I made him lose, that I stole away from him. That's definitely not more than a keves. Because that's new carbon you can bring.
Because the owner originally, when he brought, like Gemara says, he had...
But it's, we're not discussing what you took away from him. Because you didn't take anything away from him.
Because at the end of the day, the shor is not the one that's being makra.
Exactly. So and that you don't have to pay back. Only what you're going to gain in the future. So what's... I saw it as a kasha.
What I mean is to make him whole or not.
What if you make him whole?
That's what Geneva is.
Geneva is, but not over here, because we bought the practice. So the only reason why I can make him whole is because he's going to have to pay new carbon. So maybe the question is that, oh, he's going to bring a new carbon. Maybe he wants to bring a better carbon. So for that, I'm going to pay.
Well, you're taking away his
opportunity. So what?
To give a better carbon.
So what does that mean? So the answer is the kasha. So they say, so much so, if the svara is only not what I took away from him, because that's hekdesh. But only because Kachim Shechai Bachirson. I caused him a loss when he's going to have to shell out now. So he doesn't have to shell out more than a keves or a bird. So why would I have to pay the bigger amount? That's the question they ask in Rashi. You hear, Mr. Squitz? It's a good question. If you learn Rashi correctly, that's what Rashi is saying. What's pshat over here? So they bring down, I saw a svar to bring down based on the following Gemara. Just a side point. The Gemara says like this. Interesting, Rav Nachum says the following. That the gunav mi beis ha'ish, he said like this. Even when the Gemara says that when you steal hekdesh, you're potter, because gunav beis ha'ish, v'loy mi beis hekdesh, all it means is that legabe kefel, or legabe stealing, it's called beis hekdesh. But nevertheless, the animal that you stole belongs to the owner. There's a tour that there's no gneva. You don't potter to pay kefel. You put it as a gamut. But at the end of the day, it belongs to the original owner. It's his animal, and he has rights to the animal. What does that mean? So I'll show you how he explains it from Rashi. The Gemara says in Gittin, and from Gimel, let's read it together. The Mishnah says, Tanan, HaKvahanim Shepiglu B'Midosh Mezidim Chayon. That's all. That the Koyanim, who were Mefagel, what's Mefagel? They had a Machshava, which made the carbon possible, mazed, if they did it, be mazed, the chayef, says Rashi, chayef, mazidin shiodev shepsulim bekach, they did it on purpose, right? Chayovin, by the star, by 3a, 2a on the side, chayovin, lishalem dmehem lebailim, you have to pay the owner the money. Why? Says Rashi, sharei tzrichim lehovi achirim, because the owner has to bring down new carbon. So if the Arvin has to bring a new carbon, then Dova Gergum Lamam Kamam Dami, I caused him, so I'm Chayev, right? Yossi, makes sense, right? Chayev, they bring a new carbon. Says Rashi, V'i Nami Nedovahi, and even if it's a carbon Nedova, where at the end, the owner doesn't have to give anything anymore anyway, I still have to pay the owner something. Why? Kosha Be'enov Shlavikhiv Kabonai. So at the end of the day, he lost the fact that he couldn't bring his carbon. Right? Kasha be'enov shlo hikriv karbonoi. Shari levo doiron hoi mavakesh. He wanted to bring a carbon. And now he couldn't bring that carbon. I got to pay him. What does that mean? He doesn't have to pay for any new carbon. So the fact that he's regretting the fact that he couldn't bring a carbon, so why not to pay that for? What am I paying over here? He doesn't have to bring a new carbon. It's a carbon to double. He's off the hook. Too bad. Even if he's off the hook, he got to pay him for something. Why? What's that? Says of Nachum, look over here, by number 3. Vinei. Mimash appears Rashi, Sitzichim Havayachirim. The first part of Rashi says that the reason why you have to bring, if you're Mefagel, you have to bring you have to pay the owner because the owner can bring something else. Mashma shachiyuvu mitzad dovad nagam l'momen. Right? Because the fact that the owner has to bring a new carbon, that's why I have to pay them. Omnom im kain ein diu lehem shem dvarov. Then the rest of Rashi doesn't make sense. Shekos of Rashi writes, sha'af l'dovah, even in l'dovah, she'ena geremez lo'y l'momen, that doesn't cause him to bring any other carbon, mikamu kam kosh ve'enov. So he asks, v'im kol achiyuvu mishum dovah gerem l'momen, Ech litin lechayvoy al shekasha beina abayim shifse the carbon. Soy, kibim shloy gavam loy hefsed mamayim. He didn't make him lose anything because entering a new carbon nimshen shein loy kan klal violus v'lo miyishali. What's that in Rashi? Umuchach medivir Rashi shelabala carbon yesh tviyas nizikin gemura al kol mishe mazikas carbonoi. That the truth of the matter is, even after it's hekesh, it's still my carbon. Ela shadon Rashi, mahu hashivui shel hakoven ve'enof, kidei shlo yichol lishtamish bo letzrachov. In other words, just the question is my carbon? Just what is my carbon worth? The fact that I cannot bring is that a carbon. Azeh kosav, shebechoivo, if it's a choivo, it's a nether, we had to bring a new carbon, yesh le shivui, shemiskapavoy, vintovi lachi achetachtov. Then obviously, the value is the value of a carbon.
He says, even though the Gemara says Mekunam Beishayish means that you're not the Baal of Korban, it doesn't mean you're not the Baal of Korban. It means when it comes to Gneva or Kefil, then you don't have to pay the owner Mekunam Beishayish. But clearly it belongs to the owner. The carbon belongs to the owner. So therefore, if you do something to that carbon, so it depends. You have to pay him the value. What's the value? If I have to give another carbon and it's dead, then my value in the carbon was the fact that I have to bring something else. Whatever I have to replace it for. If I don't have to replace it, I still have value in the carbon that you damaged. What value do I have in carbon? Then I could have given it to a carbon that's well, but that's also worth money. So either way, it's not because I have to replace it. No. It's because what is the carbon worth to me now? The carbon is worth two things. If I have to replace it, it's worth a full carbon. If I don't have to replace it, it's also worth something. What is it worth? How much I could have given it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that you are taking away from the owner in every scenario. So he says, so that's Pshat and Rashi. Rashi is saying, you're right. Over here, the reason why I have to pay is because I have to bring a new carbon. So that's worth. Correct? How much is it worth? My ownership. The fact that I have to give a new carbon. But you know what? There's two values in that ownership. Either the fact that I have to give a regular carbon, or the fact that I could have given a better carbon. That's worth more. Maybe you pay for that also. I mean, even if you hold Dovah Gerim, the Mamun Kamamun Dami, it's not pshat just, okay, how much could I pocket myself, and that's it. There's actual value that the fact that you took something away from me. I'm the owner. How much is that worth? That depends. If I only have to give a regular carbon, it's worth that X amount. If the fact that I could have given a better carbon, that's worth more. Maybe you give that. That's Igmar's question. Not Igmar says, no, because at the end of the day, even if he wanted to give more, but the Ganav could have said, like, how much mechaveh alav raya? You know, you want to charge more money for me? No, I don't have to give you more than that. Because even though you did it in the last time around, it doesn't mean next time around you would have done that necessarily. And therefore, the value you have in the carbon is not more than a regular carbon. But the svara is, the davar gerem l'momen doesn't just mean, oh, how much loss did I cause you that you would have had to do from this point on. There's actual value in the carbon now. And how much is that value? Either a full replacement or a Hindu replacement. And that's Igmar's question. But that's what he explains
it. What we learn is, you know, kamomon dummy means it's tangible. I have an exact dollar amount. I know what you have to pay to replace it. But what I lost by not being able to give a carbon, that's intangible. To me, it might be worth $100. To you, it might be worth $500.
Okay, but that's also, why is it not mammon?
But
some type of mammon.
How can you say what it is?
If
the value of what.
How much more is that? How much more is that than just a replacement value?
Make a pleasure or whatever. How do you put a value?
Okay, so the Gemara, says that that's considered, that that's exactly the Gemara's question, and then the Gemara says that no, the Hidur part, you don't have to pay. That's, but that's at least I understand what the Gemara's discussion is. Look at number 3a. Lefi Yisai Zei Yisbavu Dibra Gemara Kanhetev. Shadona Gemara, Haim Mikoyach Ba'aluse Ala Korban. The fact that you have ownership on the carbon now, Yochalit Voyad Gamas HaShivui Shelahidur Mitzvah Sheesh B'Korban. And Joe says, well, that's intangible. Eino Chanami. Oishamano. Kivin Shelagabi Ikur HaShimah Sheesh B'Korban. Let's say they need Roy. Dai Loi B'Kemes. Vahidur Shelashor. Eino Ela Maile V'Tosefes Ba'omer. That's the tangible amount, the set amount. And therefore this extra amount, which is intangible, that is not included in the bilus that you have in the Dova Germa moment. But at least we understand where Rashi is coming from, that there's a svara to have to pay the hidur. Mars Chiddush says you don't pay the Hidur. But the svara is that even Dova Germa doesn't just mean, okay, how much it cost it to replace it? No. It's, I have ownership in the shor. What's my ownership? I have the regular ownership, the replacement ownership, and I have the fact that I could have had the Hidur. That's also ownership. So the Chiddush is that no, since that's intangible, you don't pay that amount. But at least that's what the Gemara's question is. Fine. Very nice, easy Gemara. The Gemara says, Aloch Lemaisu, that's the bottom line, is that you only have to pay for the actual replacement value of the basic carbon, but not the hidur part, you don't have to pay for. That's clear in the Gemara, correct? Joe, is that clear in the Gemara? Comes along the Maram Mintz with the following shayla. Somebody has an esrog. Yossi, you get a nice esrog for a sukkah? Probably, right? With a fine galto and everything. You go into bar park, you get like under the table, a few $100, beautiful esrog, right? My Yunushul probably, everybody looks at each other as a Trojan. He has to have his fancy good esrog, right? Chashev esrog.
The box also.
The box also, the whole business, right? But if you have a chashev esrog, correct?
Yeah.
Somebody comes to you on Sukkos, or before Sukkos, and he damages your esrog. How much does he have to pay you back? You have a $300 esrog. He damages your esrog. Does he have to pay you back a $300 esrog? Comes along the Maharam Mitz, from our Gemara, and he says, no, all you have to pay him back is the esrog to be yotze the mitzvah. Because over here also, you see the carbon, you damage a person's carbon, you steal a person's carbon. So then you want to bring a shor, and you tell him, no, 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 at the end of the day, I caused you damage, that you cannot bring your carbon, and even though there's a hidur value, but the hidur value we can disregard, that's not included in your bilus, your hidur that you want to have, how much it's worth you is not, just at the end of the day we look at the ikra mitzvah, and that's what we pay you for, says Maharam Mintz, the same thing over here, look in number 4, Uven kon esrog gadol, v'yoyfi lihidur mitzvah bedomim yikorim, uvoshim unu ma'avdo, oi posloi lokcho, shechayv l'sham loi v'liknes loi esrog acheres. Ruben toin chayv atolikness the esrog moi rishon ki hidur mitzvah binon. V'shimon toin ekne l'cha esrog katan shati yaitz b'lecha vasei eine v'chuyev likness lo yehidu. Nearly dadin im Shimon. The Isa peg m'ruba boi rov. Hoi marai lai oile vitri shor uvach v'gomre ma'ahu mi motzi mitzvah nashe v'kemes rabonim. Hoi bo oile sa v'rebe liyazer oi dem omolei adam v'tzim n'mufra b'inon v'hoda poshat. Gona poiter hatzmai v'kemes rabonim. אף אגב זה בלי שור, שדום ויקום, שהוא הידה מיט, מקום כאן, פייט נאפשי בכבש. הוכה נאמי, אף אגב זה כאן נעשו יופן בשום הידו, מקום כאן, פייט נאפשי בעשר קודם שיש בלי חבר עשוי. בום, nothing more. Now that the Eli Rabbi passing like that lalocha. מי שפוסל עשר יופן של חברוי, אין חייב לשם לוי אלו עשר קודם הרוי לא תלבוי. מי מה ששוב הגדול יש מקודם אחר חג, חייב לשם לוי. Okay, it's worth after Yontif. There's a bigger, you know, there's, we can make more jam out of it, then you gotta pay him for it. But the aspect, the mitzvah aspect of it, the mitzvah hidur, you don't gotta pay him extra. Based on our Gemara. Clear? Comes along the Mishnah Melech, and he says, doesn't make sense. He says, why? He says, because a carbon doesn't have an intrinsic value, because you can't sell the carbon. Once I was mafresh a carbon, I'm stuck with it. It's a carbon. So the carbon today has no value. It's a value for me, what I have to replace it with. It's a place with the regular carbon. I want to do the hiddur. We don't do the hiddur, just the regular. But the carbon that you took has no intrinsic value because you cannot sell it. But his $300 esrik, he can come and he can go sell it for $300 in the market.
Not after Yontif
starts. But on before Yontif, it's a $300 value. So how could you say that if you damage somebody's esrik, you bring a ride from Agamara, you can't sell the oila. Hamocher Allah sayla asa alay klum. But an esrik, you can sell. That's a Mishnah Melech's question. Hare de taina, de bina le mevet mitzvah mene mufkwe, in the taina, vim kem, nid don nam yocha lifta ha nafshe beso yes vechavar, yoytzev lechoyva, he brings down the whole case. Ach, number 5a, kad mayinin on shapir, if you look carefully nira, the loy domi klal, mishum de shani hasom, de shor ze shehifrish, ein loy domi. Do kaimelon, there has no value to carbon. Do kaimelon, de ha moichir o alasa vishlam av lo esav leklum. Nimse shein chiyuba shel aganef ela mishum tashlumo shel anoida. There is no intrinsic value to the oila. The only value is because you have to bring a new carbon. Asel mishum achid pata nafshei bekevish rabbanu v'lo yisrach b'loz v'nzayah. So you can tell him, I'm sorry, your hiddur, it's a nice lumbus that we said before, but your hiddur is not included, just the actual what it replacement costs and nothing else. Why? Because there's no real value to the oila on its own.
You're not paying. In that case, you're not paying for the cost of the shor. You're only paying for the inconvenience, the extra money.
Correct, correct. And the chiddush is only paid for the hiddur.
Right.
Masha enke by the esrik, there is an intrinsic value. That's exactly his question. Aval ochega be esrik, moti lemei ma nigdol, an no havem ez avnina lei bedom yikorim. Kamoi shel kachti oisoi, v'nim se shesh gachi yidom shim sidu. Which means the esrik has its intrinsic value. I could have sold it, the nigdol could have said, I could have sold it on the market for $300. I was going to sell it. Yossi said, I had a beautiful esrik, I was going to sell it to the next guy in shul, he would have paid me $350 for it. So therefore, it has value by itself. See, you're right, that for him it's not worth more than a mitzvah, and a mitzvah is not worth than the basic amount, the replacement, because that's by an arlo where you can't sell it. But the esrik of it has intrinsically value, because it can be sold in the market for more money, so therefore, what's the pshat in the Maharam means? Sorry, in Gogol, what do you mean to say?
There's no intrinsic value to the mitzvah itself. If you're replacing the esrog for, Eli Rabba says that after Yontif, you still have to pay the difference.
No, that's only because of, that's the value, I think, of how much esrog is after Yontif worth. That's without the mitzvah.
Right. But you're replacing the mitzvah itself, just like the shor, just like the carbon.
I know, but so I understand that you're replacing the mitzvah, and I understand that for the mitzvah part, then he's right. The problem is that by an esrog, besides the mitzvah part, there's also an intrinsic value,
but
right?
That's the point. It's more than the intrinsic value. With the ola, you really shouldn't be paying anything because it's hektish.
Correct.
And the only reason you pay anything is because the guy has to replace the ola. That's the only reason you're paying.
Correct. Because otherwise, hektish, you're potter.
You would be potter. Here you're not potter. There's no hektish. You're not potter.
But how much is it worth to you? Not more than a mitzvah.
Why?
Because
the only reason I stayed up with the shor, if there were no hektish, and I was going to give the shor to a carbon, and I didn't give it to hektish, but I planned to give it for a carbon, but I haven't yet given it to hektish.
You weren't makdish it yet.
I weren't makdish it yet, but I'm planning.
So then it's not just a mitzvah. Then it's not a mitzvah.
So I got to pay for the shor.
Correct, because not a mitzvah.
I
got to
pay for the shor.
Because it's not a mitzvah.
But the esrog, I have to pay for the esrog.
Why? Once it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah.
I do a mitzvah with it.
Oh.
Not the mitzvah.
You're asking Stam Makasha.
That
esrog is not the mitzvah. I do a mitzvah with it. It's not true. Yeah, that's what he says. What is worth more than a mitzvah, the bigger esrog than the small esrog, that you got to pay. But at the end of the day, the esrog has only value for a mitzvah. Esrog is a mitzvah. Why? All of this is a mitzvah. Oh, that's the question. Fine.
I can sell the shore also. The only reason I'm not allowed, I don't get the money for what I can sell the shore, is because it was made hektish.
I got it. Okay. So you're strengthening the question even more.
Yes,
I got it.
It's even more than
I got it. Okay, I understand.
Even
I understand.
More than the fact that it is value.
I understand.
No, I'm penalized because I gave it to hektish. Why am I being penalized here?
Right, you're saying over here, the fact that I can do a mitzvah with this, it's irrelevant on the fact, right? So you're saying even more than that. You're saying that the esrik
has value by itself, even without anything else.
And
that's the main thing. Yeah. Fine. Even better. So what's Pshat in the Maharam is? What's Pshat in the Eli Rav in the Maharam is? For some reason they say that the Esrik, not only, you know, to me it's worth a lot of money, to me I can sell it. They hold that the value of the Esrik, the fact that it has value, doesn't count at all. Right? That's what they're saying.
Well, because they're comparing it to the shark.
But you have to...
I don't think it's a
I'm saying, not a valid comparison. What Pshat in the Maharam means, the Esrik, they're saying, has no value whatsoever. All the Esrik is a mitzvah. There is no value. Forget about it, I can sell it. There is no intrinsic value to the Esrik.
In this case, you can make the argument nobody should ever pay $300.
Correct. More than that. Forget about what you have to pay. But I'm saying, but they're saying for some reason, the Esrik has no value whatsoever. It's not considered shavius moment. The only shavius it is how much of a mitzvah I can do with it. That's a pellet. That doesn't make sense. I mean, what is value? So Shem Zalman is busy with this. Mishnah Mishnah says that in my remnants is talking about on Sukkot itself. So on Sukkot itself, when nobody wants to buy an Esrik, so therefore it only has the mitzvah value. But then, so what's in the question? The question is that something which has no value, because it cannot be sold, but to me it's valuable. Do you pay for that or not? And he says that's the machlekes. For example, if somebody, you know, bites and you go into pomegranate, you see there's a $50 steak over there, raw. Right? You go to one of these fancy restaurants, $100 steak, and I bite this $100 steak, and I put the thing in my mouth. And before I'm about to have a chance to chew it, a guy rips it out from me. How much is that steak worth? How much can you sell it for? Nothing. I paid $100 for it. How much do you have to pay me? See, that's the question.
Well, devalued.
I'm saying.
That's devaluation.
Forget about devaluation. More than devaluation. I say that for me to replace that steak that you took away from me, you got to give me $100. And you say, well, I look in the market. In the market, it's worth nothing because nobody wants to buy it. So Shlomzal says maybe that's the machlokes between the Maharamins and the Mishnah Melech on Sukkot itself when it has no resale value. But no, maybe the fact that I spent this much money for it, so for me that's the worth or not, and maybe that's the machlokes between them. Fine. But the Mishnah Melech, or the Maharamins, is not saying we're only talking about on Sukkot. He's talking about every time, even before Sukkot. So what's the pshat? Difficult to understand, what's the pshat? So the Sefer that I saw, that I actually came across, I was looking busy with the Chesh Mishpat question about going to Hetzah HaKoyz and going to court and the whole thing. I was looking at Chesh Mishpat, and somebody pointed out Sefer Orchaz Mishpat. And I went on Oitzah HaChachmah, and I looked for Orchaz Mishpat, which was on Simen Chavav, in Hilchas Dayanim, and I bumped into a sefer which is called Archas HaMishpat, or Archos Mishpat, instead of Arach Mishpat. And I opened up and I said, oh my goodness, there's a whole piece on this Gemara that I'm learning now. I said, not for nothing. I put it aside. When I came to the Shia, I said, let me see what he has to say. So he says, Pshat in this Maharamins is based on a famous Reb Chaim. Now I'll tell you the truth. I never understood Reb Chaim. When I learned in Yeshiva, I never understood Reb Chaim. And even now, I don't really understand it. Maybe together we can try and understand it, but it's definitely the clearest I've come to understand is Reb Chaim. There's a famous Reb Chaim on one of the first Teisvesim in Merubah. The Gemara says in Merubah, number 6 on the sheet, Gemara says that all these things, Kefal is Noyig, by anything which is Metaltalin, the Gufay Momin. So Gemara says, Klal Pratu Klal, Yotzu kakois, you know, you see by right before the underline, four lines from the top. Yotzu kakois shenim metaltlin. There's no kefal on kaka. Yotzu avodim shukshu le kakois. Yotzu shtorois shaf avishim metaltlin en gufon mamon. If you steal a star, an IOU, right? You don't pay kefal. There's no kefal on the star because en gufon mamon. So Tosfos asked the question. Vim taimal. Lama likra lemaid mikefel afilo of the beidayim lemeshalim keren lemandalei doin dina degami. So Taisa says that even keren, why did the pasuk tell me they don't pay kefel? Even if you destroy a star, you don't pay keren. If I take your IOU that you owe somebody $100 and I take it from the malve and I burn the star, so Gemara says you're potter. Why? Because only a grummer. Well, I said, yeah, a piece of paper is worth nothing, whatever. But he once says, Yechayev, Leman the Doyin Dina de Gamri. Because it's not good. Now you have no way to collect, so I'm chayav to pay $100. But the reason why I'm chayav to pay is not because I took something away from you, because Doyin Dina de Gamri. So Taisa says, Doyin Dina de Gamri is only the Rabbanon. So how do you want to say, a pasig min atera, you pasig from kefal, even the rice, you're not chayav to pay anything, because it's not considered taking something away. It's not mamay. So I need a pasig to tell me it's not mamay, that's not kefal. Simple. It's not even mamay to be chayav karen. That's what Taisa says. So Taisa answers, yeah, that even though it's not mamay, but still you chayav geneva. So Chaim says, what says the kasha? What says teret? What does he mean? What is he saying? Is that mamay? What's going on over here? Right? That's the Chaim. You have to start saying good for mamay. Taisa from Hikshu Lamli Kola Mai Mekepel. I feel all the bidayim lam shalke lamad lo don di di gami v'chulei. V'tis ki v'nis l'shtav en. Chayav la'achtir. Sak dem asim shal mekepelim. V'tzoch lovin ti'utzom. I understand what he's saying. I understand what he's asking. What's going on? Says the Chaim Brisker like this. Maybe read it together. We can understand it a little bit better, because I don't, still don't fully understand it. Says the Chaim. You able to see page 8? Are you able to see? Yeah, for you. Is the staple blocking it or not? Okay. Says the Chaim like this. V'hinei b'shtar yesh noy shnei shivuyim. There's two values to a shtar. Shivuy hachoyv sheboy kosuv mona mesayim. The value of the shtar, which is what? I owe you $100. In other words, value one is that you're able to collect the shtar. You're able to collect $100. You can use it to collect. What is that worth? $100. It's $100 IOU. That's one value. V'gam, ma sheshove hashtar lebal choyv, sheyesh loy raya al choyvoy. The fact that I have it written, black and white, that I can collect, that's also worth something. How much is that worth, Joe? On $100 IOU, how much is it worth the fact that I have it in writing?
Depends how nervous you are. It helps you sleep at night.
Right? Okay, fine. Right, okay. Right. The fact that it's a shtar raya, the fact that it's a reproof, that's also worth money. Right? Number one, the $100, the fact that I can collect with it, that's number one. And number two, the fact that I have it black and white, also worth money. Says of Chaim, Uksheechad ma'aved ashtar, when somebody destroys a person's shtar, oisa b'zeshne hezekas. He's destroying two types of damages, two types of things he's making lose. Hezek achoyv, masha'ein aloyv mishalem, kivin sheneva adashtar. The fact that he cannot collect the $100, the fact that it's lost, that's one thing he destroyed. Vazeh pot mishum din degami. And Didi Gemar says, that's only a grumma, that's not intrinsic value to the shtar, that's just to collect the choyv. That's gami, that's not a shavius. The hezek ashtar gufe, the actual star itself, the fact that it's proof, the yesh bar gamkin shivui mamayin, v'shum araya shaboy. As of Chaim, v'zeh hare b'yidayim avdai. That proof, I destroyed with my hands. That's not din de gami, that's not I don't get you to collect. Right now, in other words, the fact that you don't collect $100, that's the grumma. I caused you not to be able to collect. That's by burning the shtar. But says Asim Chaim, but the fact that I took away your proof, I took away your $30 that he had proof to be able to sleep at night, was that a grumma? Was that a mazik b'dayim? Mazik b'dayim. She says, after gamze ein shivui shall etzem aniyar, true, it's not the paper value is 5 cents. Rak ma shechayim likvus by chayva mamoin ve'ein degufa mamoin. You're right. It's only to give me assurances I can collect something which is not really money because it's only something I can collect. Mikom koim ledinat gamin shayech hezek zeh v'imkein amay potam mazik. So his question is, why does the Gemara say that if you destroy somebody's star, you potter and everything midinat Torah? Because only grama, after all, what the star is worth intrinsically, not the paper value, but the fact that you have it, that you can sleep at night, is worth $30, then I'm destroying Mazik B'dayim. So why you potter Mehilchus Dina Degami? Or why you potter Mehilchus Mazik? Joe, you hear the question?
Yeah, I hear. I mean, it's a little schwer, because if the reason I can't sleep at night anymore is because I lost the first value, which is the ability to collect.
Right. So I think. I think Chaim says that. Chaim says. That's exactly Chaim's point. But look how he takes it the next step.
No,
the Chaim's point is that now I'm trying to understand
it. Trying to make it that it's not garmi. It's more than garmi.
It's hezek b'dayim. That's the kasha.
Correct.
It's the truth. So Chaim says that no, the intrinsic value, so that I should be able to sleep at night, is only insofar.
Because the paper exists.
It's only insofar that the guy is not paying me. Correct? But if the guy would pay me, then that added security is worthless. And probably, that if that paper is gone, or the chayv is gone, or the chayv is considered not here, or the chayv is considered garmi, then the resting asleep at night is not better than the chayv. I think that's what you're saying, right? That's what it's trying to say. Let's read inside.
Well, in some ways, the reassurance in the paper may be more valuable because it may be more of a hezek. Because if you destroy my IOU, that doesn't guarantee that the guy's not going to pay me. The guy may pay me anyway.
Okay.
So even the garmi, let's say it's $100. You can't hold the guy responsible for
correct.
Because the loma may pay you.
Correct. That's why it's not mazik b'dayim.
Right. Well, not only is that it's a mazik because it's a groma, but I'm saying more than a groma. The guy may actually pay. There may be zero.
Okay. So then the assurance also.
But no, the assurance again is back to sleep at night. The guy may pay me, but until he does, because I don't have that paper, I'm not sleeping at night.
So it is a real hezek.
The loss of the paper is a real.
So what's his answer? But Taisha says it's not. Taisha says there's no mazik b'dayim at all. So try and help me understand what the next line is. The talk leimal, the gam hezek zeh hu b'hachoyv mashein haloyv meshalom loy. This hezek that you can't sleep, that you don't have now, that you can sleep at night, is not more. Is also in the loan, but it's not paying you. Why? Because if he would pay him up, then if he would pay him up, then the fact that you destroyed my star,
who cares?
So therefore, and since on the actual choyv that he's paying or he's not paying, you can make me responsible, because that's a grammar, nechshev legabei kilu yesh nachoyv. Then legabe hamazik, since he's not responsible for the $100 that you cannot collect now, then that's considered as if the chayv is still here. So if the chayv is still here, ve'en kan hezek shtar b'fnei atmoy, v'chol hezek u'bachir shalzeh u'gerim b'lei mazik. What's he saying? Don't fully understand what he's saying. But he's saying, seems to be saying, is that the whole rent-keeping, the fact that I have proof to the chayv, cannot be more than the chayv itself. Why? Because if we pay the chayv, then there's no use to this. So since regarding the mazik, whether he pays the chayv or does not pay the chayv, whether I caused you not to be able to collect the chayv in the future, that doesn't make me a mazik because that's only a grammar. So for me, it's like the chayv is still here. Irrelevant. It's here, it's not here. I didn't do anything. So if it's still here, then there's no value, or then it's not considered shavius to the fact that you have proof to collect now the chayv. That's what he said. You understand what he's saying? Because I still don't fully understand it. Not really understand it. Joe, yes, you understand
it? I thought it was created by bringing in the second type of value. I mean, that was, different. Now he's taking it away. I don't see how
it's an intangible.
He did separate the two. Yeah, he
I know. He that separated the two. He asked us a question. And then he says, he brings it back together. He says that since it, that's what he's saying. Now, I don't fully understand what he's saying. There's another piece which I didn't want to go into that the Shmuel Rosky heard from the Chaim son what he really meant. But it's not relevant because I'm telling you the way the next fellow explains it. He said like this. Maybe we can understand better what he says in number 9. And then he said that doesn't apply by Gneva because by Gneva it's what you took away, not what damage you caused. So therefore, that's sanitizer. Fine. Number 9. Ubir agrach. Let's read it together. Line 1. Shilamarot, even though, sha'odam muchen l'shalim, avu ra'ay shebishtar, schum esuyim, you want to pay your $30 to rest asleep at night, and that you have now proof, va'af mim kunitan,
limkar zayis bashuk, and you can even sell that in the market. It's worth something. But hoyel, since ha'erech le'nitan avur ha'raya keshalatmo, the value of the $30 is not for the actual proof. Why? Sharem aloy v'yisratz le'shalim es ha'kesef, because if the guy wants to pay back the money, lo yekol erech le'raya, then the proof is not worth anything. So the $30 is not for the proof. Elo erech nitan avur d'me'achayv. But the value of the $30 is an added value to the actual loan. That's where he learns it. There's a value to the loan. Then now I have way to get the loan. V'chivim sharayim mafsheret lagi aleihem. It's not value for the star. It's not value for the proof. It's just value on the loan that I can get it. V'chivim sharayim mafsheret, the star enables me lagi aleihem to get to the loan. Muchen l'shalom avuro. I'm willing to pay for it. V'chidesh agrach she'erech shenitan avur chefetz. That a value that's given to an item, rak mishum heyoto kli le'erech acher, just so that you can collect something else, ein lo erech atmi, does not have its own intrinsic value, ein lo hofech oto l'shave mamon. It doesn't change it into shavius of mamon. What he's trying to say, I think, is that the proof is not a value by itself. It's not that the star, the proof, is $30 worth. No. It's built into the loan. That you have a way to collect the loan. So $30 worth it for me to collect the loan. And since the loan is garmi, so therefore the way to collect it is also garmi. So he pulls out of a pile that something, even though you can sell it in the marketplace, but if it's not intrinsically worth something, it's just a way to get to something else, then that's not considered the $30, it's for something else. It's not for this star itself. And therefore the star, the karka, the star, is called Ein Guf Ein Mamon. That's the way he explains what the Chaim means to say.
So let me ask a question. If I have a loan, Ruben has a loan with Shimon owns $100, and he has no stock, okay? That's case one. Case two, Ruben and Shimon also have $100 loan, but Ruben has a star. Now, if I go to the market and I sell that IOU, so Ruben can sell it for $100, what can the Ruben without a star sell it for?
$90. Sure. I would say even more. I would say maybe the guy who sells it, well, he can't sell it for $120 to get $100.
No.
If he can't get $100, he sells it for $90. So his point is, the extra $10, that's your point.
Yes.
The extra $10 is not for the star, but it's for the chayv. It's for the loan.
Right.
And the loan only remains garmi.
Exactly. But once you say the thing's garmi, my destroying it is garmi, I'm destroying that extra $10 too.
Correct. And it's not more than garmi.
Right.
Right, that's, I think, his point. You understand what he's saying? You understand the depth of what he's saying? And maybe that's Reb Chaim. I remember in the yeshiva, they spent 3 days on this thesis. I had no idea what they were saying. Now I'm a little older and more mature, I can understand it. But I think that's what he's saying. It's a good point you're bringing out. In other words, it's something which is built into the loan, but it's not the shavius of the star. It's not the star has its own value. It's just something to get to the loan, and therefore, the loan is worth money more with the star. But it's really the loan, it's not the star itself. That's what you're saying, you bring out very correct.
And if you destroy the star, you destroy the whole $100.
Well, right, because if the loan is paid up, then you can't say, I still got $10.
Right, exactly.
Right, that's the point that he's saying. Now, you want to see just maybe more clear, you're right. Even though it has value, you can sell it for $10, for an extra $10. And now by burning it, you destroyed, you can't sell now. Now, by burning it, you don't have the full $100. His bar the el shegimish gam lekuchas in marichim b'zerai lechshatzmo and rach machmas harochas me'achoyv. It's only because the buyer knows that that's where he can collect the loan, the $100. Hey muchanim b'shalom al raya shemavsheret la magi al achoyv. They're willing to pay for the $100 loan. They're willing to pay $100 because they know that way to collect the loan. But it's not more. Ein harochas am noisenes l'shtar shivui. It doesn't give value to the actual star. There's no separate value on the star.
etc., etc. Okay, now we understand. Joe, thank you very much. I understand the Zubchaim. At least that I understand. So now you want to say, if that's the pshat, let's go a step further and talk about the mitzvah. Ui, I'm getting nervous already. Let's see what he says. Number 10. L'fi yisoydeh, nir lefarish es divrei maramit. Let's go what he says. Shekishen, shim osher gadol, yaftiach l'chol mi sheyavi lo esed misuyam, baal reach na'im $1,000,000. The guy says, if you bring me a certain, what then, a certain herb, right, I'll give you $1,000,000. And now this herb is worth $1,000,000 in the market. And now you're able. No, he's not saying, you know, the value of the grass of the herb is $1,000,000. If you bring me an herb, I'll give you $1,000,000. Whoever gives me this herb, I will bring you $1,000,000. And everybody's looking to get this herb to buy it for $100, $200, $1,000, $50,000. Why? Because they know that with this herb, they can get $1,000,000. Correct? So does that mean that the herb is worth $50,000? Same swara. No. There's $1,000,000 that the guy is willing to give if you bring him the herb. So it's like the $100 of the chayv, which is $1,000,000 that the guy is willing to give, if you bring me the herb. So now this righteous, people are trying to get this herb for $100,000, $200,000, but it's just a way to get
the $1,000,000.
So is that herb, if you, I go and destroy the herb, do I have to pay you $50,000? Of course not. It's part of $1,000,000. So you didn't get the way, now you couldn't get $1,000,000 of the wealthy guy. But it's not worth $100,000. I actually understand this now, Joe. Thank you. She says, L'fi yisai degach, mishi yazit chaveva esef kazeh, line number 4, according to the Chaim, whoever's going to destroy this herb, lo yishalem lo yisaschum shiyach lekabel l'vashuk, you don't pay him $100,000, mishum shashivu shnitin le'esef, ain't a machmas yesh le'ech atmi, because the value that's given to this grass is not because it's worth that, or it has, even though they're selling it in the market for that price. Ela mishum shemishamish kikli lekabel mashiyach tekasas l'vdiyah. So that's part of the guy says, I'll give you $1,000,000 if you bring me this herb. But the herb is not worth anything. It's like $100. If you have the herb, you'll be able to collect $1,000,000.
It's like the
star. V'arei zedoyme l'koyach harayah shebishtar she'ein ha'mesham le'el ha'marot she'nitna le'mechira b'shuk. Even though you can sell it in the market, the star, the Chaim says, it's part of the chayv. U'kemoy kein by the arrow. Hevi maramins she'kiyu mitzvahs netilas esrik eino nechsheves shimush atzmi she'yesh be'esrik. So when I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of esrik, the esrik is not, I'm using the esrik. The mitzvah is not intrinsic. There's no value to the mitzvah. It's not that the mitzvah is doing the esrik, and it's because the esrik is a certain amount of money, there's a value to the esrik to the mitzvah, because even something which has no asa no, you would be able to. The reason why you can't is for different reasons. So he says that the chefetz of the mitzvah, the esrik, is just a way to get $1,000,000 from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? You hear what he's saying? The esrik is just a way for me. Hashem says, if you give me the esrik, I'm going to give you $1,000,000 worth of schar. So the esrik is now being sold for $100, $200, $300. It doesn't matter what you pay for the esrik. It's all it is to get $1,000,000 from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the mitzvah is not lahonis nitu. So therefore he says, v'nimtza, she'erech shenitam le'esrik, ein avur esrik atzmoi, ele rak mishum me'yosek li, l'kiyu mitzvah Hashem izbach. Shavur niten erech. V'chibin shikach, hevin maramins, she'en mokim l'chai v'din mazik al guf esrik, just like you can't, the Chaim says, you burn a star, you don't pay for the extra $10 that's included in the chayv, and you don't pay for the herb in order to get $1,000,000, even though it's being sold in the market, I burn the herb, I don't pay anything. So too, I burn the esrik, or I steal the esrik, I don't pay more than what? Than the value of the mitzvah.
B'chol ha-mitzvah, nurak begin gamim klapi ha-mitzvah. So why am I yes chayiv? What am I chayiv on? Not on how much I paid for the mitzvah, because that's included in $1 million. So I'm chayiv just, oh my goodness, now I have to spend more money to do the mitzvah again. Says the Maharam Mintz, that's our Gemara in Baba Kama. Spending more money, you can do a regular mitzvah. Ah, you want to do a heder mitzvah? Okay, you don't pay extra for the fact that the guy wants to do heder mitzvah, just like we find by the carbon.
Why don't we call it tzar?
What?
Why is that not tzar?
I'm talking about grum, I'm talking about nezek. I'm not talking about tzar. Tzar is separate things. Tzar is very defined. Emotional tzar is not included in Chazal.
You can define tzar.
There's no such thing as suing, signing no like this. No emotional side. Side is only if you got pain on your thing. Anyway, that's what he's saying this morning.
What's the whole meaning of Hiddur Mitzvah? By that explanation, there should be no Hiddur Mitzvah.
Hiddur Mitzvah, there's no value to Hiddur Mitzvah.
Then why are we doing it?
Hiddur Mitzvah. You're having a question right here. Your question is, comes along Joe.
Why should anybody?
Joe comes along and says, you're wrong. Why are you wrong? Because for a regular asterisk, I get $1 million. But in a Mahuda asterisk, I get $5 million.
Otherwise,
so therefore, the value is $5 million, not $1 million.
Why would there be a hiddur?
But I know, but Schal Mitzvah Amaleka, you never charge you on the, since Mitzvah by definition, you can't charge on the, on what is the $1 million, right? You can't charge at all. That's not even the Garmi part. You know, by the star, you can be Garmi, you can be Chayiv on $100. And you destroy it, guys. A guy's what's the name? A guy's herb that he's going to get $1 million. This may be Svara, Garmi, you have to pay for that. By mitzvah, you're not paying for that. You're only paying for what it cost me to get a new mitzvah. So that whole equation gets cut out. So therefore, because I want to do that, therefore that's only, I think, a little bit I hear Svara. Anyway, so that's how you want to explain Pshat and Maharam Mintz. Again, one thing to pull out of Joe, I appreciate it, because I really didn't understand the Chaim. First time I actually understand the Chaim. The assertion which Reb Chaim is saying, that's the key to understand, is that even though the star has a value, like you said, it's worth $10, but that's included in the loan. Right? He explains very well. That a star which, a chayv with $100 written in the star is $100. A chayv that's not written in the star, I can only get for $90. So this extra $10 is not the value of the star, it's the value of the chayv. The star is worth $10 above the other ones. Correct. But it's only, that's what the Taisa says, it's only in order to collect the $100, so that's included in $100, that's not shavui mamon by itself. The same with the herb. Now I understand what he brings down with the herb. The guy says, I'm giving you $1 million if you bring me the herb. There's a market for the herb. The herb is worth $100,000. I go and destroy the herb. Do I pay $100,000? No. Because it's not worth by itself, it's only worth to bring the $1 million. And since the $1 million is garmi, or grumma, so I don't have to pay for destroying the herb. The herb I destroyed, and that's $100,000. No, it's not. It's just a way to get to something, and therefore, it's not better than the grumma and the gami. So his chiddush is, you can argue with that, like Joe says, the hiddur mitzvah. But his chiddush is, a mitzvah is like bringing the herb to get the $1 million from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has no value by itself. What am I chayav on? The fact that I have to spend that money for a new effort. That we see in our Gemara, that's only in the regular, not in the hither, and that's the machlokes between the Maram and the Mishnah Melach. Okay, Yeshkoyach was interesting, very good.